First pack of Megillah Mishnah Gimel. Eizu Yer Gedoilom. Kol Sheyishba Asara Batlonim. Every city that has 10 people that were set aside to learn Torah and make a minyan, they would not be involved in work. They were the ones that keep the city spiritually going. So if you have that, then you're considered a big city, and you don't have a status of a village. Yeah, Pogs Mikanev, that they didn't have a minyan of these people. Harei Zekuk Vahar. It's like a village that they could read earlier, based on Monday and Thursday. Be'elo Omru Makdimim V'loi Ma'afim. In these days of Megillah, we said that you could read before your Dal, but you cannot read it after Tezbav. You can't push it up off later than its prescribed time. Avos Manatzei Kohanim. There are other different Yomim Tovim or fast days that could fall out on the Shabbos, and therefore they would push it either forward or backwards. All these other ones, we push it off. Manatzei Kohanim is when there are different families, which in Klal Yisrael, which you learned in Maseches Tainis, that would bring Eitzim, and they make a Yontif, the day they would come. So if that day would come out in the Shabbos, they push it off to Sunday. Tisha B'Av, push off to Sunday, because it's Peronius, it's a tragedy, we want to push it off further. Chagiga, V'Hakel, Chagiga, Korban Chagiga, the first day of Yontif was Shabbos, you can't bring a Korban Chagiga, we push it off to the next day. You can't bring it the day before, because you can't bring it before Yontif. The same thing for Hakel, was the gathering of Klal Yisrael after the Shnas HaShemitah in the base in the Azari area. So also it would be done on the first day of Chol HaMoed, and the first day of Chol HaMoed was Shabbos, so we pushed off to the next day. Ma'achim lo makdimim. All these we push off a day later. Afal pisha amru makdimim. Even though we say that the Kfarim read the Megillah earlier, it's only in respect to reading the Megillah, it's not the Yontif of Purim for them. And therefore, Mutar Mutarim, Bez Betainis, since it's not a Yontif, they're allowed to say Hespedim and fast. Umatanis Levyonim, they are required to give the Matanis Levyonim that day. Why is Matanis Levyonim different than all the other mitzvahs that are going to be on your Dalet? Mara says, Einayim Shaniyim Nusuas Mikri Megillah. Taniyim always know when they read the Megillah, people start giving out staka. So we don't want them to go home brokenhearted, so they will attack them to give the Matanis Levyonim at that period of time. It's always important for a person to his utmost to keep up his tzedakas, because we have this concept that the aniyim, the nitzrochim, are relying on people to help them out. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Emosay Mokum Shenichdosim B'Sheinu Chamishi. This whole takona that the kfarim read before the yudala, that's only in a place where the minig was to go into the towns on Mondays and Thursdays, and therefore they established the date of the Mikra Megillah for the villages is on Monday and Thursday. Mokum Shenichdosim B'Sheinu Chamishi and Kernosim B'Zmana. They did not have a special kviyas to go on Monday and Thursday, so there's no special advantage on Monday and Thursday. And therefore, just leave them at Yud Dalet like everybody else. They read on the 14th day.